Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. I'm Christian, the host of this podcast, and I'm now happy to proudly announce the last four of our 12th stock market tournament. In quarterfinals, Österreichische Post defeated Andritz, Pira Mobility defeated Verbund. These both will clash next week. VIG defeated Varimbex and CIMO defeated Strabag. From Monday to Wednesday, we will have our semi-finals and the finals from Thursday and Friday. And then we have the winner of our 12th stock market tournament. Post and VIG were former winners of this tournament. If you want to take a look at the duels, you can watch börsesocial.com/tournament. The news of the week will be presented now by the absolutely smart Allison. We also had a fine performance in ATX Total Return this week.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. Not absolutely, but relatively smart was the performance of ATX Total Return in week 29. The index gained 283% to 6.208 points. Year-to-date, the ADXDR is now at minus 20.9%. Up to now, there were 69 days with a positive and 73 with a negative gain. From the year high, we are 24.76% away. From the low, 6.91%. Statistically, the best weekday so far 2022 is Wednesday with 0.37%. The weakest is Thursday with minus 0.77%. And these were the best performers this week. Borag plus 13.65% in front of it, and S plus 10.97% and Voestalpine plus 7.53%. And the following stocks performed worst: Marinome Biotech minus 4.76% in front of Adico Bank minus 3.32% and Frequentis minus 3.24%. And these were the news. Valneva announced that the European Commission, EC, has approved an amendment to the advance purchase agreement it signed in November 2021 for Valneva's inactivated whole virus COVID-19 vaccine, VLA2001. The amendment will be signed after a mandatory 5-day period during which member states can opt out. Under this amendment, the member states' purchases will consist of 1.25 million doses of VLA2001 in 2022, with the option to purchase an equivalent quantity later this year for delivery in 2022. This amendment follows remediation discussions based on the EC's notice of intent to terminate the initial APA for VLA2001 doses in 2022 and optional doses for 2023. Andritz has received an order from Guangxi Sun Paper to supply 4 stock preparation systems for its tissue machines PM9-12 in Bihe, Guangxi Province, China. And we saw a second Andritz deal. Grand Blue Bioenvironment has successfully started up 2 Andritz shredders at its mills in Jinjiang City and Xiaogan City in China. Marinome Biotech AG announced that it has agreed with Nissen Green SA to currently not issue further tranches as part of the Convertible Notes Funding Program, CNFP, that the companies had entered on October 4, 2021. Marinome believes that with the current situation at the stock markets and its stable financial position, it should reduce the dilutive impact on Marinome shareholders. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present this by the whole thing on.